This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They had a good play. We didn't fit it right, and they hit a big one. It's hard to stop in the open field. So, I mean, it was a gut punch, but I felt like we were fighting back. Even in the second half, I felt like we were about to make a run in like the third quarter, early third quarter, but it just didn't go that way.
Gregory Rousseau, the Bills lose to Baltimore 35-10. The kind of loss this team has not suffered in years, literally. More than 6 points goes back to November of 21. On the road, it goes back to Derrick Henry and Tennessee. Maybe not entirely a coincidence. In October of 2020, it's 31 road games ago where they had lost by more than 6 points. They went 20-10. In those 30 games on the road, and there's some overtime losses. They're all close games until last night, and it's just really stark. I mean, the Bills do not lose like that, and that's my bottom line. You know, I don't think it tells you how the season's going to end any more than last week's game does, but overall, good start.
Definitely agree with that. I mean, it's, You wonder, like, who else is anyone else in the AFC even equipped to try to beat you like that? Right, just line up and just smash you. I think the answer is no. Maybe the Chargers, but I don't know if they'll be, you know, in the mix when it's all said and done. So, you know, it feels bad, obviously, to watch them in that spot get stomped. It feels bad for Allen's MVP chances to have a night that goes like that, for sure. But, you know, what matters the most now is how you handle, you know, from here and really these next two. You know, I was talking before this Baltimore game, like, they look like the best team in the league. They definitely don't look like that anymore. After last night, best team in the league doesn't lose by 25 on the road or not. So, you know, that's tabled for now. But 2-1 in these next three, and I'll feel like you're in a great spot. Absolutely great. But now you got to get those next two. And, you know, I don't think either the Texans or the Jets pose the specific matchup difficulty that Baltimore displayed last night or just the overall caliber of the team. So, you know, I like their chances more than I would have liked them last night. But they got to go do it.
Let's go to your calls. We've got Chris next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, but I'm only somewhat surprised. I mean, you guys had it last week. You talked about the middle of the defense being concerned. PFF had a whole write-up about it. Now, we thought that maybe the tight ends would go off. I didn't know it would manifest the way it did with, you know, Henry running all over us, but in terms of, like, the outlook of the season, I agree a lot with what you guys are saying. I mean, first of all, just this game in a microcosm, like, they did make adjustments after the beginning of the game. It didn't look great at that point, but you'll notice that they did start getting penetration, even if they were outgunned with the talent. And I think, you know, in terms of McDermott, I don't think we can just completely discard, you know, the long history that he's had, specifically on the defense, since he's been at the helm on the defensive side of the ball, of, you know, having a winning team, you know, with the injuries that they've had. I think all you can hope for is going forward, and this, I'll be really interested to see in the next 2 weeks. This is on film now, so how are they going to adjust accordingly? Like, do they play less nickel, or do they do something different schematically up front to kind of address any holes in the run defense? And then you just hope to get some of the best players back so you right. can have your best punch when it comes time to play playoff games against the better teams. Because as we've seen and as we know, there's a lot of not very good teams in the league. So So they're not all going to hit you like the Ravens did. I'm not entirely surprised, but I'm not ready to just, you know, throw my hands up.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, getting Bernard and Johnson back are great places to start. Again, you're not going to see this team again until January, if you see them at all. And maybe those guys being there only slows down the freight train a little. You probably still get run over. I don't know. But that's where you're going to start. You know, Bernard was already practicing last week despite being ruled out of this game. So I feel like that's a very positive sign for his availability moving into the Houston game. Johnson, I'm not quite as sure yet. This would be a fourth game missed if he doesn't dress for this game. And that would, you know, be tough from a roster management standpoint that they didn't IR him and get, you know, avail themselves of someone else. But nonetheless, I don't think that player would have been a huge difference for them anyway, at least last night.
Now, I don't blame them for playing that out,
right?
Really.
So, you know, I hopefully those guys come back. Because Lewis and Jamarcus Ingram, again, while the Bills were riding the wave of two blowouts in a row in primetime, it was, wow, this amazing pick six. The UB guys, look at this. And you get on the field with another team that's elite, and you got exposed. That's all. I mean, they're playing backups all through the middle of their defense. Really, I mean, Rapp even I don't feel like is my first. I think he's their first choice, but he scares me. He always has.
He got hurt.
He got hurt anyway. So he's out. So you're to Cole Bishop, who I have high hopes for, but pretty green, obviously. They were just in tough. Look, that's not to make excuses, but eventually, you know, the idea that they were untouchable from injuries and that they could just keep filling in and it would never be hurt by it probably was unrealistic from the start.
Which we knew.
Right.
Right? I mean, that was always likely. Houston next, and they're different too. Like, they're different from, maybe they're more like Jacksonville in terms of how they line up. I'm not sure this is true, and I saw very little of that game yesterday. They barely won against the Jags.
The worst uniform matchup in the history of professional football was that game.
Navy against Black Pants?
Black and white and, like, Navy. Houston looks like Atlanta. It was a disaster.
I'm not sorry that I missed it then.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to be healthier. Now, they did not have Tank Dell yesterday. They didn't have Mixon. Mixon seemed like he was close. They're already saying today that Dell is going to be back. And Diggs had another nice game with Dell gone. Collins might be the wide receiver one in fantasy football this year. Like, he's just crushing all over the field. Big plays. So it's a different kind of test again, depending on can the Bills get pressure, and if they can't, they're going to have challenges against Stroud and the Texans. Houston is a 1-point favorite at the moment. Brian is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a whole lot to add to what's already been kind of talked about. I mean, I thought Baylen Spector had an absolutely horrible game. He would fit the defense to the left, the Ravens would run right. He'd fit to the defense to the right, the Ravens would run left. He was out of position all game, got snow plowed on several long runs, just got pushed out of the way. The precursor to that was a play against the Dolphins where did the same thing. He fit left, Achan went right by him for 16 yards. It didn't matter in that game, obviously, but that had to be said. I mean, he's a backup, so I think that was a big factor. But then the other, I mean, obvious takeaway is like this everybody eats wide receiver room, and yet, yeah, everybody eats, but it's still a predictable snap count. Right, it's not like the Bills are going 25%, 25%, 25% downwards. No, it's still Shakir Hollins and Coleman are your starters, and there's nothing for MVS or anything meaningful for Samuel. And I'm just wondering with Curtis Samuel, can he even run a regular route anymore? Or is he just down to below what Isaiah McKenzie was, and now he's just a complete – he's like Nyheim Hines back there now. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to take Mac Collins off the field if you want to get any sort of plays. I get it, blocking, but you're just having Gabe Davis 2.0, six targets, one catch. And then one last point, Coleman, like even if he is catching contested catches, which is nice, you look at those throws, Allen has to drop them in perfectly for him to have a shot at those.
So to me, that just puts even more pressure on Allen. Coleman's got to find a way to win earlier in the route. You're not going to make a living trying to make catches like that constantly.
Well, that was the bet.
Yep.
That's the Coleman bet. I mean, he was the eighth receiver picked. And that's what I think he is. Maybe that'll change. But that's a great play on the sideline from Allen last night to Coleman.
Oh, the one that Coleman dropped, you mean? Or wait.
No, he caught it, didn't he? On the Baltimore sideline? All right, never mind.
He caught two back shoulder throws in the game on the Bills sideline, I think.
Top of the screen.
Yeah.
Bills sideline.
But he,
that's right.
The best throw Allen made all night was the one that Coleman dropped. I mean, it was very reminiscent to me of the Diggs play in the Kansas City playoff game. I mean, it was just perfectly over the outstretched defender's hands, right to your hands, and he missed it. So that was different too. That wasn't back shoulder. That was, you know, outstretched hands. Like he had enough of a beat on the guy to get that ball dropped in there, and the defender couldn't get to it because it was perfectly thrown, and he dropped it. I agree. I mean, the best plays they had really, you know, you got Allen scrambling and chucking it 50 yards down to Shakir, you know, busted play. The two back shoulder throws to Coleman, like that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and that is no way to live. That is not an NFL passing game. That's, you know, this is all I can do is what that is.
Well, it's the Dolphin game without three James Cook rushing touchdowns, right? Like they didn't really get anything there. That's the Miami game is the one play to Ty Johnson, really. Like that's it. But then the game was over at halftime, and this one almost was the other way. Look, I think that was what people, including myself, and I think largely you, who were worried about the Bills' offense, that's what it looked like in your fears, that there is just not a player,
right,
including Cook, including Kincaid, that if I'm playing you, I'm that worried about. It's only Allen. And I don't know, maybe his running is still limited physically, but he's doing a little bit of it, and it can't be your whole offense. And, you know, it isn't, and it's still early in the season, but we've been through that. Like, you want that to – where that's of most value is if it comes as a complement to the other things that are already going well. That's like Jackson, too. The Ravens don't want to be just Lamar Jackson taking off, and they're clearly not. And that's been the case for a couple of years now, is that serves as sort of a plus to their offense. And I think that that's what the Bills would say, too, about Allen running. But then what is it? You know, if you can't get Cook going because – you'd have to just dominate up front to do that. We know that. And that did not happen last night. Far from it. What are you? You know, you're pretty limited. And you need it just to sort of go perfectly with all these different pieces and you're scheming and you're getting the big plays from Allen and these other guys are doing this or that. And you get there. This game
obviously didn't happen. It didn't exist.
I don't think Hollins is coming off the field. I think this is what they wanted.
Yeah.
And if they start losing, then they'll change things.
Maybe that changes, but I don't think losing this game will change much.
I don't either.
No.
803-0550, Football Monday. Eric Wood in 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, Bulldog, WGR.